get on this record. The world is getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and gators and grannies, to the Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince, and I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting through the facilities of Shake and Wake Radio and the Truth Be Told Radio Networks. Welcome to the show, folks. We are a viewer-supported station, so I always like to ask for a little bit of help at the beginning of the shows because these people would really appreciate it. They work hard to bring us good content, good shows all the time. So, like I said many times on my shows, if you can afford a cup of coffee a month to these networks, they would much appreciate that. A cup of coffee ain't much, but if you multiply that times 50 or 100 people, it would really help them take care of some of the expenses. Before I put the batteries in the Duracell bunny here, because when I do, I won't be talking much this first hour, but I do want to say a couple things about what's happened in British Columbia this week and a lot of people I know, even down the Lower Mainland and the interior, that have been directly affected by the historic flooding we've seen in British Columbia. Keep them in your thoughts right now, guys, because many, many thousands of people's lives are being uprooted, and we're being told today that we have another storm coming in that's going to dump huge amounts of water on the interior in a couple days from now. So the scenario only seems to be getting worse. Our supply chains in British Columbia are totally disrupted. The store shelves are literally empty, and I witnessed that myself today in the grocery store. I've never seen anything like that. It's causing hoarding and causing society to really kind of take a spin off right now. So keep them in your thoughts today, and hopefully it improves, but looks like we're in for a bit of a rough ride. Okay, I'm putting the batteries in Roger right now, and of course, the Duracell bunny we all know I'm referring to, my good friend Roger Landry, who is gracious enough to join me here every couple of weeks to have a discussion about some of the craziness we see going on in the world. And Roger really has something that he wants to bring forward today. I just read the article on what Roger's going to talk about today, and some of the information he's about to expose to you is damning, to say the least. Welcome back to the show, Roger. Always great to have you in, my friend.
Yeah, next time you put the batteries in, be a little bit more careful, okay? That hurts.
Okay. We'll just leave that one there, Roger.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Okay, what are you saying? okay. Look, all joking aside, welcome back.
And it's always great to be here with you, Barry. It really is. I never hold it against you that you're Canadian, because you never hold it against me that I'm American. So it works. So it works. All right. Look, as far as what you said, you alluded to, let me start this ball rolling by saying about 8 to 10 months ago on your show, I discussed about a half a dozen things that most people who may not have done the level of research that you, me, or Steve have done on certain topics, they were listening to me going, this guy's got to be crazy. This stuff can't be real. There's no way this can be true. Where does he get his facts from? And when I say these things, I usually say these things because this is all I do. I literally work 18 hours a day. There's proof of that. It's not an exaggeration. I have literally not had a day off in over 12 years. Stop and think about what I'm saying. Every single day I am writing articles, publishing articles, posting articles, doing research, and doing shows with phenomenal people like Barry. So when I say things, it's not a matter of I just thought of this and, oh, my God, I just pulled this fact out of nowhere. No, It's from having read every single day every new piece of news that I can possibly stuff in my head. It's from writing thousands, no, not joking, thousands of articles. It's from doing thousands of shows, not a joke, absolute facts. When you sit back and you have all of this information to draw from, it's easier to come to conclusions that have some sense of accuracy. About a month ago, actually about 2 months ago, I said something on Barry's show. And what I said was, and I actually said this about a year ago, but I wasn't quite as convinced as I was the last time I said it on a show. I said, these vaccines are the most dangerous pharmaceutical instrument ever used on humanity. Oh, my God. Guess what? There's now information and data to prove that. I'm going to tell you that the H1N1 vaccine, when it was being used, it was the most dangerous and damning vaccine ever used on humanity. It had a death rate. Listen to me. It had a death rate of 1 per million. One person out of a million getting that shot died. And at that point in time, they thought that was horrible. As a matter of fact, in the mid-70s, there was a vaccine that caused 35 deaths, and it was immediately pulled off of the market as being too dangerous. Now, I just got done telling you that the statistics prove that the H1N1 vaccine had a death rate of 1 per million, and it was considered to be the most dangerous vaccine ever used on humanity. Now I'm going to really put you in your place, people. Listen to me. It is not 1 in a million for the COVID vaccines. Okay, it's 820 for every million. So what I'm telling you is that the COVID vaccines are over 800 times more deadly than any vaccine ever used on humanity, but you damn right well better take it or else. Did you hear what I just said? The article, Barry has the article. If he publishes something, and I will publish this tomorrow with an article, and I will make sure the link to that article is there so everybody can see it. Go to the Liberty Beacon tomorrow, or if Barry puts something out, check and see what Barry puts out. What I'm talking about is a vaccine that is 820 times more dangerous than the most deadly vaccine in recorded history. But you better take it. Can anybody listening to this give any sanity to that at all? Anybody? Because you can't. We are being stuffed into genocide, whether you like it or not. And I'm just warming up. I am. Do you know who's at most danger right now due to these vaccines? Your children are. And the more the vaccines are rolled out, the more of our kids are dying, or the more of our kids are being maimed for life. Right now, there's even a study out that's stating the vaccines are more deadly to humanity than COVID could be. More people, and this is what the scientist says who did the research, it appears to us that more people today are dying from COVID vaccines than from COVID.
And these are the short-term effects, Roger. What's it going to do long-term?
That's exactly what the researchers say as well. We're talking about damage that happens within months or weeks or even days, and in some cases, hours. Mm-hmm. But a majority of the researchers will tell you that the death from this will happen over the next decade. That's 10 years, people. We're going to have people dying mostly from heart conditions, mostly from organ failure, mostly from – and it's going to start moving down to the younger in within our civilizations here, the younger and the younger and the younger. And now the CDC and how many other places across the planet have said it's okay to give five-year-olds these shots. Let me explain something to people, okay? Do you know how many recorded deaths there are for five-year-olds from COVID on this planet? Zero! Do you know how many kids have died or been severely injured by COVID shots? A hell of a lot!
Why? They just started to roll it out, Roger. Northern Health here in British Columbia just approved it. And you know what? You know what scares me, Roger? I'm going to let you keep going because I know this is something that absolutely drives you nuts. But one of the polls I was looking at this week told me that 71% of the population will not give this to their children, but 29% of parents will give this to their child. I say to myself and I say to the people, what is wrong with that 29%? Why would anybody, Roger? Well, for one, I'm going to let you go because I know this is something that just, it drives you crazy. It drives me nuts. But the most important thing people got to realize, Roger, is that it's their absolute duty to give you complete informed consent, especially when it comes to a child, of all the possible side effects of this jab. I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. I'm going to refer to it as a jab. It blows my mind that society would even think about allowing this to be injected into the children, because what you just said about the stats about this affecting children, well, I went to the Canadian Health. I went to the websites here in Canada available, giving me numbers, breaking down the age denomination and the amount of cases. And you're absolutely correct. The ages of 12 and under, there's nothing. Even from the age of 20 down, I think there was 3 recorded in Canada, and 2 of those had comorbidity factors. So this doesn't affect our children in any shape or form. But here we are putting masks. Well, yes, it does, because we're masking them up. We're causing permanent neurological damage in their bodies. We're absolutely screwing their minds up as far as their social development goes. We're turning them to little robots that will be completely obedient. We're putting fear in their hearts that should never be put into the heart of a young child. And now we're going to stick this poison in their body. My God, folks, what the hell's wrong with civilization, Roger? Like I said, I'm wearing a hole through the rubber in my wall. Go ahead.
We've got to give these kids this shot. Are you kidding me? We're responsible parents, we've got to give these, because after all, their chances of dying, a kid's chances, not mine, I'm 67, but a kid's chance of dying, okay, is 0.0003.
Oh my God, I gotta go get my kid vaccinated tomorrow, Roger. God.
What you need to understand, okay? Kids don't die from this. The reason they don't die from this is because it has the striking power of the flu. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of scientists out there that say this is probably just another form of the flu. The entire mechanism of fear that is being spread across the entire planet is for one reason and one reason only. Do your research. It's a global monetary reset. It's putting the entire surviving, listen to me, the entire surviving population under global governance. Now, what do I mean by surviving population? This is something Barry and I have just alluded to a couple of times, okay? Over the next 10 years, although you'll see a big chunk of it happening within the first year, but over the next 10 years, it is estimated we could lose anywhere from 60 to 80% of humanity. No, I'm not joking. If I was joking, why the hell would I even be on this show talking about this? I am taking everything I'm telling you from information that is available if you just take the time to look for it. If you are thinking about vaccinating your children, it's probably because you already got vaccinated. And hey, it didn't immediately kill you, so all this stuff everybody else is saying is a lot of hype. Let me tell you what a danger you are to your children, okay? Because if children get vaccinated, the biggest amount of heart issues is going to be in our young men, meaning ages like 8 to about 20, okay? The carditis. This affects the younger males, okay?
Yep.
If you stop to consider how many of you freak out every single year when flu season comes around, how many of you rush to the doctor and have your child vaccinated for something that, I don't know, may make them sick for a day or two. They may run a low-grade fever, But they're never going to get that flu again. Why? Because their body has built a natural immunity to it. I'm going to tell you something again. And I told you all this about a year ago. There is no such thing as SARS-CoV-2. Again, it has never been proven to be isolated. I don't care the crap anybody's telling you. Ask them to show proof. They can tell you it has. They can even give you good stories about how it has. Ask them to show proof. Freedom of Information Act requests around the world, there's 11 of them going on 12 right now, have turned up absolutely no proof of SARS-CoV-2 ever being isolated in a laboratory. That's a fact. So stop and think about what I just said. What is it? I said, hey, this is probably just another form of the flu. Okay, all of a sudden, there is no flu. There's only COVID-19. All of a sudden, there is no pneumonia, which is well over a million cases a year in the United States alone. Okay? There's no pneumonia, just COVID-19. Stop and think about what I'm saying. Listen to me. This is where it all comes together. There was never a pandemic. There was fear. Fear institutionalized and spread throughout the masses on a continuous basis over and over again every single day. Make you fearful. Make you fearful. Why? There never was a huge pandemic. What there was a fear mechanism put in place to get you to take a shot. That's the reason there is no SARS-CoV-2 killing people across the planet. You are being forced via the mechanism of fear into taking the mRNA vaccine that will alter your DNA. How? How does it alter your DNA? What's it going to do if you have children? Does anybody know this? Are you freaking kidding me? I'm going to stake my reputation on the fact that there never, ever was a pandemic. And that mechanism of fear was utilized to do what has been planned by the elites for the last 60 years. What was that? Reduce the global population to a manageable level and bring in global governance. What Absolutely. You're looking at right now is exactly what I just said.
Well, you think about it, Roger. When this first came out, what we saw on TV was pictures, and I can remember this clearly, when it was announced to the world about this new killer pandemic, the worst thing that ever happened to the human race. We saw pictures of people being picked up in carts in China and people dying on the street, people dropping dead. Then, of course, our shiny prime minister in Canada came out a couple days later and made a bold statement that this was going to kill minimum of 50,000 people, even if we put drastic measures to put it. To stop it right now, a minimum of 50,000 are dead. The fear virus just went absolutely crazy in society. Everybody ran to their houses and hid under their couches, and the government achieved exactly what they wanted to achieve. The power of brainwashing in society blows me away.
Well,
when people can't look at numbers, Roger, and I say that to people all the time. I'm going to let you go here in a second. But the most important thing I say to people all the time, Roger, you've got to get on the internet and look at some of the numbers for yourself. And then try to rationalize in your mind if anything they're doing makes any sense at all. And you're absolutely right about the isolation of the virus, but try to get the public to even think that way without them doing some serious research themselves, Roger. It would be like they'd look at you like you've got a third head. Go ahead.
I do have a third head, but anyway.
I know you do.
Let's stop and consider this, okay? You made a very good point, which brought up something that I was screaming about over a year ago. And that is right after the supposed accidental release of SARS-CoV-2 from the lab in Wuhan, China, it hit the Chinese people really bad. And there were people dropping dead in the streets, and they had actual pictures of this happening, okay? And they were everywhere. Except if you took a look about a month and a half later, what we got was a report showing that the people in the images that had literally passed out or died on the sidewalk in Wuhan were literally dead because of a huge gas leak. It had nothing to do with COVID. Everyone in those pictures had died from gas exposure. Oh, gee, wait a minute. You mean the United States and the Canadian media aren't the only ones that are crooked? Aren't the only ones that are on the dole? Aren't the only ones that are being controlled and paid to stab we the people in the back? The people they're supposed to be informing, supporting? The people we depend on our news. Why? Because our founders in this country told us that the news is the fourth branch. The news is there to keep government in check by informing the people. Today, it is just the opposite. Today, we are looking at a mechanism of the elites that is being used as a tool by their agents within our government to mislead us down the primrose path right to genocide. Not a joke. Again, I said this on your show about a month ago. You want to tell me, and you already said this a few minutes ago, Barry, that we're suffering through the worst pandemic in human global history. You're going to tell me this, right? Okay? It's bad. It's horrible. Yet you're going to go to Congress and tell all of the senators and all of the congressmen that they're excused from getting the vaccine, and so are their staff members. What? Let me ask you a question. If this was half as bad, if this was only one-tenth as bad as what they said, who would you want to vaccinate first? Wouldn't that be the leaders running your country? But if this is the worst freaking thing that's happened to humanity medically in our history, why would you tell our leaders who we depend on that they don't have to take it? Not only do they not have to take it, but anybody who works for them doesn't have to take it.
Now, that makes perfect sense to me, Roger. Everything they do about this is perfectly sensible, as you know.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going back to the parents for a minute here, okay? Because that story is about to explode on everybody. Yeah, Roger's in the house. Listen to me. If you come home as a father or a mother, okay, and you are trying to tell your children that they need to be vaccinated because you've already been vaccinated, your children don't have to be vaccinated. If your wife decides she doesn't want the vaccine, but she lives with you and you've been vaccinated, the next time you guys get intimate, the next time you rub bases, the next time you kiss, you've been vaccinated. The time you pick your kids up and hug them and give them a kiss on the cheek, they've been vaccinated. It is an absolute fact that this vaccine can be transmitted, especially via close contact or physical contact. If you live with your kids and your wife and you are vaccinated, they will be too.
If you're a parent,
and you intend on being vaccinated, don't bother asking your kids if they want it or not, because you're going to force it on them just by living with them.
Well, you know, that's scary beyond scary, Roger, but I have read multiple reports backing up what you just said. You know, what a perfect bioweapon. I mean, whether you want it or not, you're going to get it. I mean, this is just beyond a horror show, and yet we see it unfolding in front of our face right now. What's going on with the children, Roger? I think that might be something that's going to shoot them in the foot, because when the mother bear in the United States of America gets fully aware of what's going on to the children, I love the passion of a mother. Defensive mechanisms and her commitment to defending her child and protecting her children. Well, what we're doing now is we're punching mama in the face. And when these kids really start the reports, I mean, it's going to be quashed on mainstream. There'll be a major push to suppress any information about damage being done to children, but it's going to get out, Roger. And then
Where can they go?
TLB Talks. There's a platform there you can talk about anything you want. Go read. I recommend you read Roger's articles, because I look at his articles all the time. And the man puts out really good information you're not going to see in a lot of other places. There's all kinds of other platforms we can go to, Roger, that will give people information. Ethics Over Fear. My friend Wayne Peters there in Canada here, Roger, he's just doing incredible stuff. There's lots of good outlets out there to get information. But people have to
TLB Talk. TLB Talk is not just for getting information, although your explanation was phenomenal. For that, go to the Liberty Beacon or go to Europe Reloaded or go to UK Reloaded or go to the Falling Darkness. What TLB Talk is it is a social media platform that literally allows you to engage in conversation, that allows you to put on, if you wish, a symposium, that allows you to sit and listen and question the person giving you the information you're getting. It is a social media platform that doesn't say, you can't talk about vaccine. You can't talk about Joe Bob. You can't talk about, you know, what happened in Afghanistan. You can't talk about, yeah, okay, that doesn't happen on TLB Talk. Why? Because we're firm believers in our ability to say what we have the right to say. We have First Amendment rights. And right now, people need to understand how guilty the big media is, the big tech media is, such as Facebook, such as Twitter. These people basically get the same privilege. I believe it's called Section 230. They get the same privilege that a phone company gets, which means no matter what's posted on their sites, they can't be sued for it because they are basically a utility. Well, you know what? They've been screwing that up big time by telling us what we can and cannot put there and by censoring us. So big tech right now doesn't allow you to say a lot, but what most people don't understand is via the mechanism of that Section 230, they're not allowed to do that. They should lose that. And once they lose that, it means anybody who puts an image on Facebook, say, that is copyrighted, Facebook can be sued. That's what Section 230 does. It protects them from us. At the same time, they are operating outside of the bounds of free information. So anyway, as far as big tech goes, big tech right now is one of the biggest traitors humanity's ever seen. Media today, unless you're talking about alternative media, unless you're talking about what Steve does, what Barry does, what the Liberty Beacon Project does, unless you're talking about that specifically, media today is the exact opposite of what our founders promised us it would be. Okay, let's get back to this because I want to finish this article up before the show is over. These scientists, and you've all heard me say, and Barry, I've said this on your show several times, you've all heard me say that Bayer's admits that in some cases their information is only 10% accurate. And there's even research by outside sources that say it could be as bad as only 1% accurate. If they tell you there's 20,000 people dead from SARS-CoV-2 in this country, okay, I mean the vaccine, it's could easily be 200,000. It could also be 2 million. But here's the scientists who went to all 35 different countries, took all of their information and figured it all together. What they come up with is a number, and here's the number. The estimates are that Bayer's reporting is off by a factor of, wait for it, 41. Which means that anywhere from 150,000 to 300,000 Americans have already died, and that itself may be a lowball number. Did you hear what I just said? It's not 18,000. It's not 20,000. It's between 150,000 on the low end and 300,000 on the high end, and even they're saying it may be quite a bit higher than that. But that's the best their statistics could come up with. Let me explain something to you. If that's 300,000 or, and I would estimate it's closer to 500,000, in America alone, with 5% of the global population, 5%, maybe 6%, but no more than that, is a little over 5% of the 8 billion people on this planet live in this country. And we're talking what could easily well exceed 300,000 deaths. Stop and think about 5%. Let's take that number and multiply it times 10. No, it's only 5%. We are looking at millions upon millions of deaths across the planet from something they're telling you, you better take it if you want any semblance of a normal life. What they're not telling you is how long your life's going to be after you have taken it.
It'll be normal though.
What a bet.
Oh man, I know, Roger. What the coercion going on in our society right now? This vaccine passports that are being rolled out. I'll tell you, folks, if this is allowed to go on, that this will be the end of freedom as we know it, because it's not going to stop at you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a sporting event. Next month they'll come forward and say, hey, ladies and guys, grocery stores are super spreader areas. You can no longer go to the grocery store unless you're double vaxxed. Well, wait a second. You can't go into the bank. You can't go into a government agent's office. You'll completely be shut down in society. And we already see that happening in places like Austria, where they are basically right now in full-blown martial law lockdown.
Australia.
Australia. I saw the demonstrations yesterday in Australia, yep. Roger. I know you're following those. In New Zealand, the same thing. Some of the biggest demonstrations we've ever seen. What's going to happen there, Roger? Is it going to blow up because the Australian people are getting to the breaking point? What's going to happen? Where do you think it's going? I wanted to ask you this question today. Go ahead.
And that's fine, because that's exactly where I was heading with this. Okay. No, because you don't know what I'm going to say. Okay. Let's take a look at how many people have died across the planet. Let's take a look. How many are there? We're talking about millions of them. Okay. We're talking about a crackdown on humanity beyond belief. We're talking about a pandemic today of the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. The article that Barry's talking about, one of the claims by the experts that put all of this data together, is that if not already, then very, very soon, the amount of deaths from the vaccine are going to surpass the amount of deaths from what they called COVID and not look back. Right now, the maximum amount of deaths we're being warned is and will very soon, we're talking days, not months or years, will very soon far exceed the amount of people dying from COVID, which is the yearly flu or pneumonia or whatever they want to call COVID. So what we're looking at now are scientists across the planet saying the vaccine at this point is more deadly than the supposed virus. Let's go a little bit further. COVID shots are far deadlier than the infection. Yeah, that doesn't fit in most people's heads. It really doesn't, okay? On October 21st, 2021, an Italian investigation found that by changing the COVID mortality definition to only include cases where COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. No comorbidities, just the primary cause of death. Deceased, the death tolls dropped by 97%. They've got you all freaking out. People are dying everywhere. But all they did was change the equation to what it should have been from day one. And if you had 100,000 deaths, guess what? Only 3,000 of them came from COVID. 3,000 out of 100,000. That's their research. And they do have the numbers to back it up. 97% of what was accredited to COVID deaths isn't. Okay, let's go to the next step. The COVID shot is the deadliest vaccine ever created. Oh, okay, where do you think I got my information from when I told you people about this? In a youth trial, one child out of 1,131 was paralyzed. Meanwhile, Pfizer's adult trial shows that the shot saves, listen to me, the shot saves one COVID death for every 20,000 fully vaccinated people. One death saved for 20 to 22,000 fully vaccinated people. How much are they going to suffer? Let me go on. It's estimated we need to fully vaccinate 630,000 kids to save one child's life. Did you hear what I just said? You got to vaccinate 630,000 kids, the statistics show, in order to save one child's life. That means we may permanently disable almost 600 kids to save one child's life. Are you kidding me? This is not guesses. None of this is based on guesses. All of this is based on hard facts, hard math, and statistics from 35 countries. This is the biggest scam ever played on humanity. They're killing us, and they're putting us in a yoke. And if we don't do what we're told, we won't live very long. If you think I'm exaggerating or kidding, you're one of the idiots that's going to die.
I'm seeing these same reports all over the world right now, Roger, coming in telling me that, you know, of course, there's a new variant coming out just about every month now. There will be. And of course, the new variants we're finding out are caused by people that have been double vaccinated.
The variants are vaccine damaged. That's what the variants are.
That's exactly what they – that's where I was going with this, Roger.
Sorry.
When that really – of course, we hear the opposite in Canada. We hear that the unvaccinated are the ones that are causing the rise and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what we're hearing from our health – so-called health officials in Canada, which to me, Roger, it's absolute criminal what's going on with
these
health officials.
Same here in America.
Yep. Same thing in America. Dr. Fauci, we all love him. These people are
I thought
so
you
dirty,
couldn't swear but, on this network.
Well, I'm trying not to, Roger. I am. I really am. But you know what? I honestly believe that we're seeing a rise in awakeness in Canada, and I think we're seeing the same thing in the United States. And I say that because all of a sudden the narrative now has changed back to guess what? Climate. And they're pushing that harder than all of a sudden, that's all you hear on TV is climate emergency. Oh my God! Can't people get this? Figure it out, guys.
let me explain exactly what's going on, and I think I might even have taken you through this two shows ago. But let me go over this one more time. Everybody right now is looking at door number one, and you're going, "Oh my God!" And what is door number one? Door number one could be they're going to vaccinate kids now. Door number one could be the crisis on the southern U.S. border. Door number one could be, all right, as soon as you've watched door number one long enough and you've been through all the shock and the terror, and now you start to realize, wait a minute, this doesn't – like a lot of the stories I'm telling you, they don't make any sense when you stop to think of it. So you start. You're watching door number one and you start to think, this can't be right. That doesn't sound right. We start to do a little research. Bam! Door number one closes. Door number two opens. There is another massive bad situation there. And you freak out. You panic. And you go through the same scenario for I don't know how long until you get to the point where you start to figure this one out and say, well, wait a minute. This ain't exactly right. Then door number three opens. Once door number three opens, they grab your attention and there's another disaster happening. This is what this all boils down to, people. Door number one, door number two, and door number three are all in the same damn theater, and it's owned by the same people. Stop and think about that. All of this is being done by the same people. It's all being done one disaster after another. There have never been this many disasters, one right after another, on this planet in millions of years, but there sure the hell is right now. Because as soon as you start to wake up, they've got to open another door. They've got to keep you terrorized. They've got to keep you guessing. Let me explain what you got to do. Get your butt off that stupid chair, walk outside the theater, and take a look. It's all in the same damn building, people. Wake the hell up.
How can I add to that? Roger, I'm sitting here chuckling. I'm not trying to chuckle at what you're saying, but I'm chuckling at the insanity of it all. And when you hear me chuckling in the background, it's that. That's the reason why.
It's either that or Roger going off the deep end.
Well, no, I mean, it's absolute insanity. And that, of course, brings a humorous reaction inside of me, but I'm not trying to make fun of a very, very dire situation we find ourselves in.
Oh, I know that.
So, now, but anyways, you're absolutely correct, Roger. I mean, for somebody not right now, the way I see it right now, if for somebody not to be aware of what's going on around them in this world, they have to either, one, have absolutely no intestinal fortitude, or a sheeple are completely controlled and will do whatever they tell them to do right to the very end, or they're completely cognitive, their level of cognitive dissonance in society. People know that there's something very nefarious going on, but they don't want to look at it. They don't want to address it because it terrifies them. I see that a lot in society now. what I'm saying to people right now, there is no more important thing to look at than what we're talking about today, because this is only going to get better if we don't put a stop to this right now, folks. Roger and me are going to be having some really crazy conversations in about 6 months from now. Wouldn't you say, Roger?
I would not only say, but I need to jump backwards just a little bit to make everybody aware of something else. Okay. The COVID shots get deadlier the younger you are. Listen to me. Why have they pushed so hard first to get the teenagers, then to get the adolescents? Why have they pushed so hard to affect our children? Okay. If you stop to consider, okay, 80 years old, you're probably going to have a tough time. If you're 20 years old or below, you're not going to have a tough time. You're absolutely not. But if you stop to consider that the increasing numbers of, and again, first off, people, this is the name of the article. It's on the Liberty Beacon. I don't like doing this on Barry's show, but I need everybody to read this article. The article's title is COVID Shots, the Deadliest Vaccines in Medical History. And it is a Mercola article. Is it worth reading? Oh, yeah. And what I'm trying to tell you is the more children we see getting vaccinated, the more we see coming down with heart conditions. And when people try to tell you kids can have heart attacks too, I want you to go online and look up the statistics for 5 to 10-year-olds having heart attacks. And then what I'd like you to do is take a look at the statistics of these children having heart problems all the way up to and including death because of the COVID shot. What you're going to find out is that they don't equal the same. They're not even close. We are literally killing our children. What do the experts say? The shots get more deadly to the younger. How's about the next time you go to take your kids in to get a vaccination? You think about that.
Well, what are we doing, Roger? We're sticking a poison inside a body that's developing. I mean, is that not a recipe for insanity? Come on. Their immune systems aren't developed.
Right. If you want to kill somebody, all right, again, or, and this is the second thing most people are not really paying attention to. It's not so much killing us off, which they wish to do, but it's also sterilizing us. Why are they wanting to give teenagers especially? Yeah, they're going after the younger kids, but why do they especially want to get these teenagers, say, from 12 to 17 or 12 to 20 vaccinated? Because there are already, again, scientists out there saying this is going to absolutely trash fertility. They are telling women who get this shot and men who get this shot at the doctor's office to not have any consensual sex for at least 30 days in order to be on the safe side. Let me explain something to you. The reason why they're telling you that is because most experts will agree these shots do not come to their full effectiveness until about 2 weeks. Some say a little bit longer. So to be on the safe side, they tell you not to have sex for 30 days. It's not to keep you safe. It's to make sure the damn vaccine is working fully, 100%, before you make love to your wife or she makes love to you. It doesn't matter which way. It's going to have the same damn result. They're flat out setting it up for success. Do not have sex for 30 days. Has nothing to do with you spreading, I don't know, or you messing up the vaccine or whatever excuse they give you. It has everything to do with they want to make sure before you get intimate with anybody that that vaccine is 100% activated in your body. The tyranny going on around us is so bad, it's insane. And how many of you out there are laughing at the old man screaming here? The world is literally burning around you. And that's not an exaggeration. That's an absolute fact. We are watching mass murder and genocide, and most of you are chuckling.
Well, you're not alone, Roger. There's thousands and tens of thousands of doctors around the world echoing exactly what you're saying right now.
I know.
Doctors of great like they have degrees up the wall and down the wall, known all over the world for their expertise, and they're all screaming at the top of their lungs. So
some
you
of them
are
wrote
not alone.
Some of them wrote that article we're talking about.
Well, I know, Roger. You know, I've looked at the Great Barrington Declaration. I look at the groups of doctors that are speaking out and being silenced, their lives being put at risk right now for exposing this information to the public. I mean, we're in communism 2.0, especially here in Canada. We're exactly where Germany was in 1937, Roger, right to the T. Because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, our government took over our media. And now what? You're going to have to show your passport soon to walk the streets in Canada. Mark my words, that's coming. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that COVID had two, in my eyes, from what I've seen in the research I've done, there were two main issues behind COVID. One was to get the entire planet, okay, into a unified mood, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, it doesn't matter. It is to get everybody on the planet in a unified mood. It is to give as many people a vaccine that has a lower mortality rate than anything outside of the normal flu. It literally doesn't even beat some of the yearly flus we've had for mortality. It doesn't. But yet you are forced vaccinating an entire planet with something I just told you has a higher death rate at this point than what it's trying to cure, which it cannot cure. So let's go back to what Barry said, because Barry made another good point. Yes, Barry, a very good point. If you have to have a passport, a vaccine passport, to get into a dance, to get into the grocery store, to get into the barbershop, what you have just proven to the entire world is that you carry 250 times the viral load of somebody who was not vaccinated. Whoa! What did Roger just say? Listen to me, people. Listen and do some research. If you are vaccinated, you carry up to 250 times the viral load of an unvaccinated individual. So let's put this together, okay? I'm going to go to a dance tonight. There's 1,000 people at this dance tonight. Each and every one of them, in order to get in, has to have a vaccine passport. When they have that vaccine passport, they go, here you go. Okay, you can go in. And they go in. What you have ended up with is 1,000 people who have been fully vaccinated. 1,000 people, stop and think about this, okay, who carry 200, up to 250 times the viral load of an unvaccinated. You've never heard this anywhere else unless you found it online. And what do you have? You have 1,000 people who are each super spreaders, and you're going to cause mayhem. Why? COVID-19 vaccines do not keep you from getting COVID, supposedly. They do not keep you from passing COVID on, from transmitting it, supposedly. The only thing they do is keep you from being so miserable when you have COVID. All right, Barry, let's go back to what you stated, all right? The vaccine passports are going to be needed everywhere. So basically what you're telling me is that unless you have 250 times the danger in your body that I do, because I'm not vaccinated, I can't go anywhere. Why? Because I'm not dangerous. The only people that are allowed to go anywhere are the most dangerous among us.
Well, let's factor into that situation, Roger, the effects that this
vaccine
is having
passes
on your...
are a lie.
They're
there to make us get even sicker. They're there to make us make more people sick.
Roger, I was reading and listening to a doctor this week talk about the effects on the immune system from these shots and what it's actually doing to our immune systems and the lack of immune abilities we are going to have in our body by exposing ourselves to two or three of these shots. The numbers are absolutely mind-blowing. They are. Okay, so what is that going to do, Roger? Well, you think people are going to get a little sicker, a little faster, a little bit more consistently? I mean, of course, that'll be another variant, won't it? I mean,
spike
this is a great movie, Roger. It really is. Go ahead.
the spike proteins gather in the body. See, originally the lie was we used the spike proteins because it was only supposed to stay in the vicinity where the shot was given, and the blood coming through there would be changed and blah, blah. We would set up the immunity, the whole nine yards.
And then,
and then they found out that it went to every single organ in the entire body. Anybody out there who believes that all of these scientists found out for the first time when they finally gave a shot to somebody who came to get it that it wasn't going to stay there, you're an idiot too. Okay, they knew this. They knew it extremely well that whatever happened was going to go throughout the entire body. This is a time bomb waiting to happen because these will start to attack your stomach. They'll start to attack your heart. They'll start to attack your liver. What we are going to see is mortality rates for humanity, whether you've been vaccinated or you live with somebody who's been vaccinated. We're going to see mortality for a lot of comorbidities skyrocket. We're going to literally see more death over the next 5 years than we've seen in the last 50 years combined.
Wow. It's only how long has this been going on now? How long have we been administering these vaccines now, Roger?
Less than eight.
Yeah. And this is what we're seeing in this short period of time. Really what's coming down the road. This is cracking, unbelievable what's going to come down the tubes. It is.
6 billion shots have been given already. That doesn't mean 6 billion. Over 6 billion. That doesn't mean 6 billion people have had them because they haven't. What it means is that in places where you require 1, 2, 3 or, a follow-up, whatever – in a lot of places, depending on which vaccine they're using, you may require 3 shots. All right. But what that does tell us is that in my eyes, at least 2 billion people out of close to 8 have already been vaccinated. And what we are seeing is the numbers skyrocketing across the planet. Right now, when a scientist looks at you and says, this is the biggest fraud in history. Again, I'm taking this straight from the article written by those researchers. And it says, this is the subtitle, biggest fraud in history. All things considered, the COVID vaccination campaign is the biggest medical fraud in modern history. It's a house of cards held together by belief in data that aren't there. An avoidance of confronting the safety signals of the Bayer's system and other studies that don't comport the narrative. In other words, these scientists are saying they're stuffing one lie after another right into your face.
Computer modeling, Roger.
right before the turn of the century, there was another vaccine. I don't remember the name of it, but you can do the research and you can find out which one it is. Had 53 deaths. 53 deaths. But no, it wasn't. Gosh, 53 deaths, and they immediately pulled it off the market. Now you stop and consider: in the 70s, the H1N1 had 35 deaths, and they immediately pulled it off the market. Can I explain something to you? Globally, the deaths from COVID-19 vaccines are in the millions. Has anybody talked about pulling them off the market? Anybody? No, what they told you is you want to go to school, you want to go to college, you want to go to Wally World, you want to go and get your car worked on, you want to do anything, you better get a vaccine. Now, what does that mean to you and me? I'm going to explain exactly what it means to you and me as, graphically as I possibly can. You walk in to your doctor's office with your 5-year-old child, okay? You sit down, you put your child up on your lap. Your doctor walks up to you and says, hello, Mrs. Umpty Scratch. How are you doing today? And she says, I'm doing fine. He said, what are you here for? And she says, well, we're here to get the vaccine. This is what the doctor does. He goes over to his desk. He opens the drawer. He pulls out a 6-shot revolver. He spins the damn thing. He walks up, he hands it to her, and he says, one click for you, one click for your child. That's what is happening. That's not a guess. That's not an exaggeration. That's not a joke. And that's not a fear factor. That's an absolute fact. And they're getting
away with it. They're your children. How the hell did you let this happen? But you are. Okay, I'm going to take a breath.
Well, Roger, I don't think they're going to get away with it for long. I really don't think they're going to get away for it long. Because I said, when we start hearing about this in society of children, and we're not really hearing it yet, but they're just really now starting to roll out programs in Canada and the United States of America. When we start hearing about multiple injuries to young children, that there will be a rise in parents in this country and in North America.
It's already happened. Stop to
this. Well, I know it is. There's lots of groups that are rising against it, Roger, but I'm talking about a majority of the population standing up in droves and putting a stop to this craziness, because that's all it's going to take, my friend.
Can I tell you when I think that's going to happen?
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you. When that happens, it's going to be – and it's not going to be within the next couple of months. It may be within the next year. But not within the next couple of months. People actually have to see within their neighborhoods, within their family, within the school, the business they work at, they have to see people dropping dead. They have to see people leaving work sick and never coming back. They have to see this, because the fear works both ways, okay? You took that damn vaccine because you were afraid. Now you better not take that vaccine because you're afraid.
Yep, I agree with you, Roger.
The difference is the fear that they gave you for the vaccine isn't true, but the fear you're seeing because of the vaccine is true.
Yeah, my concerns, of course, would be how many children they're going to get this into before that actually happens in our society.
As many as they possibly can.
I know, and they're rolling these programs out like crazy right now, Roger. So we really have to spend all our time now educating our friends and neighbors and our family about the dangers. And if they don't want to listen to us, so be it. But at least we try. We try every day. We're down to the last minute here, Roger. It went by real quick. It always does when I'm talking with you. So the last minute here, can you share with people where they can find you and your sites and your last thoughts for the day? And I'll be talking again in a couple weeks from now.
Okay, my last thought for the day. I don't have a last thought for the day, but I am the founder of and the managing director of the Liberty Beacon Project. And the main website, the flagship website, is thelibertybeacon.com. Please go there. As Barry said, there's a lot of information, and you can find it on all of our websites. That's the flagship. If you want to talk to people who know what they're talking about, if you want to talk to people about what you know and spread your information, don't even try to do it on Facebook. Don't even try to do it on Twitter, and don't even try to do it on YouTube. Go to TLB Talk and talk to everybody you wish to. That's why I had that site built. That's why all the phenomenal people who worked with me to get that site up and running are on my list for sainthood. This is what you need. Go to TLB Talk and find out what they're not letting you find out anywhere else. And thank you,
Roger. Thanks, Roger. And I'm over at TLB Talks now, guys. So go get in there and send me a friend request, and let's help this work for Roger, because it is a great platform. Thanks for coming in again, Roger. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to our next conversation.
I do, too. And one final thought here. I didn't put the entire thing together. There was a phenomenal group of people that helped me to do it. They get as much credit as I do, always.
Yeah, but you're the tip of the spear, buddy. You deserve the credit.
I just holler louder than the rest of them.
Yeah, you do. And we love it. So we all look forward to it again, Roger. Bye for now.
Thanks, Barry. Bye.
We're back in a couple minutes, guys, with Dr. Roger Hutchinson.